I have on me at the time. From the ghetto, which was the police building.
Which one?
We're trying to bust around and look at it.
Driving through Warsaw, through Ludge.
It's in front of the palace now. You can see they're doing repairs. It's a square block. It's huge. This was one of four palaces that Znansky built for himself and his family. This is now the museum, the history museum of Ludge. This building, and they're repairing it now. Now, here you see the textile mills. Right here, a whole series of textile mills. As this Kronstadt and Poznanski and so on, here in the mills. These are Poznanski's mills. Still standing. And here you can see buildings, housing, he built for his workers and so on, but these buildings are still standing. But buildings are standing as they were turn of the century. Of course, they need repair. Morning, and about between 10 and 40 people dabbing there in every shops.
The shul we're going to see was built in 1885, the only shul that's being used.
Multi-purpose. He's a Russian. A Russian Jew. Very talented fellow.
It looks like a slum area.
Here? Because nothing's been repaired.
Old Lodge. What we went through Lodge.
The whole Lodge needs a facelift.
But this is not the only shul.
It's one of the many. The only people. Yeah. They were the most magnificent shuls in the world, actually. They were all destroyed by the Nazis.
Where were they?
All of.
Was this building an old building?
This is an old building. This is the only one left.
Was it not left because it wasn't found?
No, they usually left one. First of all, it's the middle of nowhere. You see, you had to walk through.
That's what I said.
You guys from the West
Coast? Most of the shuls will be found.
You hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, very briefly, the Nozick Shul is the only shul really in Warsaw. It's the only shul in Warsaw from the pre-war period that exists. It was built in 1900. You'll see plaques on the wall to that effect by Mr. Nozick. And he and his wife dedicated the shul, so that's why it's known as the Nozick Shul. It is a beautiful shul. It's an incredible shul with a beautiful women's gallery where the women can go up and daven. And it is the official shul where the chief rabbi of Poland davens on Shabbos. There was recently an anti-Semitic incident of great import there. Some vandals came in and threw an explosive against the back wall of the shul, actually what's called technically the front entrance of the shul. But when you daven, it's the back wall. In any event, you'll see the effects of that firebomb. The perpetrators were not caught. But the shul is insured, so they will repair, they'll make all the repairs that need to be made for the shul. Every shul in Warsaw was destroyed in World War II. This is the only shul that exists.
Casino.
Universal.
Yeah, but you know what that is?